Thank you very much. This past Shabbos, we read Parshas Kisavo. Parshas Kisavo has the brachos uklolos, the tochacha, in which the Torah sketches the blessings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers upon us in this world for living by Torah, for being mekayim mitzvahs, and conversely, with greater detail, the Torah also provides a frightening account of what happens when, Rachmana Litzlan, we forsake the Torah. The Rambam gives us a perspective on the Tochacha. Else, Chazal tells us, and the Rambam codifies this, that Tzchar, that the reward that we receive is an Olam Haba. We don't receive reward in this world, and for that matter, the ultimate punishment is also in the next world. So then, what was the whole Tochacha about with its emphasis upon the consequences in Olam Haza? So with your indulgence, we're going to try to read together a relatively lengthy excerpt from the Rambam here in Perek Tes of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam begins in the first few lines of Halacha Aleph by posing this question of what role do the blessings and curses, Rachmana Litzlan, play if reward is really given in the next world? So the Rambam writes, it's around seven lines down, everything in the Torah's account, be it the brachos, be it Rachmana Litzlan, the klalos, it's all true. They have materialized in the past, and they will materialize in the future. Ubizman shanu osim kol mitzvos haTorah, yagiyu eleinu tovos haolam hazeh kulam. And when we fulfill the mitzvos haTorah, so then all the blessings of this world will be forthcoming. However, ubizman she'anu olven alehen, but if we violate the Torah, tikrana osanu haros haksuvos, all the evils described in the Torah come upon us. Ba'achol pichein, and nevertheless, all this notwithstanding, ein osan hatovos himself matan sfarim shel mitzvos, v'lo osan haros himself hanakom shenokvin me'ovel kol ha'mitzvos. And yet this isn't the real reward, nor is it the real punishment. Alakathu, I think in the manuscripts of the Rambam, they say that the next word should really read hatseya kol hadvarim. This is the correct presentation, the correct understanding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan lanu Torah zo etz chayim hi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, it's a tree of life. V'chol ha'osa kol ha'kosuv bo v'yod o deyo gemura nachona. A person who complies with the Torah practically and knows the Torah, zolcha bo l'chai olam haba. Through the Torah, a person merits olam haba. U'lefi godol masa v'rov chachmasa hu zolcha. His or her share in olam haba is commensurate to their actions and to their wisdom. V'hivtichonu v'Torah, the Torah guarantees us, promises us, she'im nasa osa b'simcha v'tuvas nefesh, if we'll fulfill Torah joyously, v'nehege v'chachmasa tamid, and we collectively will be involved in the pursuit of Torah, she'yosim imenu kol hadvarim hamonin osanu milasosa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all impediments, kegon, such as choli, illness, milchama, war, ra'av, famine, v'chayetzei bahen. V'yashpia lanu kol hatovos ha-machzikos es yadeinu. And what's more, he'll bestow upon us everything that's conducive lasos ha-Torah, which allows us to focus on Torah, kegon sova, there will be plenty, v'shalom, and peace, v'ribu kesev, v'zahav, and there will be ample, we'll have financial security. So that we won't have to be preoccupied our entire lives with just our physical existence. But we can focus on Torah and mitzvahs. Skipping to the next line, and let's maybe try to pay particular attention to this next line. There's something remarkable that the Rambam, without any fanfare, without waving any red flags, something remarkable that the Rambam tells us in this next line. V'chein hodiyanu b'Torah, and similarly, the Torah also apprises us of the fact, she'im nazov ha-Torah midas, if we knowingly, willingly, voluntarily forsake Torah, v'nasot b'hav le'azman, and preoccupy ourselves with futile, transient pursuits for no greater purpose. Ke'inyan shenema vayishman yeshurin vayivat. So then the result is Shadayin Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose judgments are true, Yosya min ha'ozvim kol tovos ha'olim hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then deprive us, he'll take back all the blessings of this world, which he had given to us as a support system for Torah, but instead, because of our abuse, shehein chisku yedeihem livot, but we used it, on the contrary, to reject Torah pursuit. Umevi aleihem kol haraos hamonin osan miliknos olam haba, and Rachmana Litzlan, then will be visited by all the adversity which impedes us and potentially prevents us from acquiring Olam Haba, Kadesha Yovdu Birisham, and they will perish in their wickedness. Husha Kosu Batara, Tachas Ashlavatas, Hashem Lokatha Basimcha Batuvlevav, Vavatas Oyevach Ashe Yeshalachenu Hashem Bach. So that's what the Rambam says, that the blessings that we enjoy in this world are not given to us as schar, but they're given to us as a support system. And similarly, Rachmana Litzlan, the klolos, which can be visited upon us, is not intended, again, as the ultimate punishment, but again, is withdrawing that support system. If you want to maybe a little bit of a moshel to get a better handle on it, see, imagine the following. See, imagine you have a cleaning help that's coming to the house. So the understanding is that you pay so many dollars per hour, and you also provide lunch. So the cleaning crew they do their job. So you give them the lunch. They worked all morning as they were supposed to. You give them the lunch, and then at the end of the day, you're not going to deduct from their wages. Well, I gave you a tuna fish sandwich. A tuna fish sandwich retails for $5, and don't forget the pickle. The pickle's worth another 50 cents, and then the orange juice certainly retails for another $2.50. I'm going to deduct $8 from your wages. No, the lunch was meant to, again, provide the wherewithal to support them in doing the work, but it's not something which is being deducted from their wages. Let's say they show up and they don't do a thing all morning. All morning they sit around and they do nothing. You're not going to give them lunch. That's not a punishment. That's not your way of sort of suing for breach of contract. It's that, what am I giving you lunch for? I give you lunch so that you can carry out your responsibilities. You're neglecting your responsibilities. There's no reason that I should be providing you with a free lunch. So that's how the Rambam sort of contextualizes or conceptualizes the consequences in this world of our actions. It's not the ultimate reward, nor is it, Rachmana Litzlan, the ultimate punishment. It's either providing the the lunch to strengthen us to continue to fulfill our responsibilities as we've been doing, or it's withholding the lunch because we're neglecting our responsibilities anyway. So why are we entitled to that lunch? Okay. But when the Rambam presents his contrast, so one side of the contrast, and just let's perhaps reread a couple of lines here. One side of the contrast is Hiftichanu v'atore, it's around five lines before they branch out, six lines before they branch out towards the end of the line. Hiftichanu v'atore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us in the Torah, She'im na'ase osa b'simcho v'tuvas nefesh, v'nege v'chochmosa, tomet she'yosim imenu kol advam hamonin osan milas osa. So the point, or the thesis here is, if we fulfill Torah, right? If we keep the mitzvahs, if we fulfill Torah, we're devoted to Torah. That's the thesis. So that's the point. So what should the counterpoint be? What's the if we're going to have a point and a counterpoint? You're going to have a thesis and an antithesis. The point or the thesis is fulfilling mitzvahs joyously and being devoted to Torah. So the counterpoint that we're expecting, the antithesis should be that Rachman Litzan, we're doing averus, right? What's the opposite? The opposite of a life of Torah, the opposite of a life of mitzvahs is a life of averus, right? That's the if we want antonyms, so the antonym of a mitzvah is an averus. And yet, how does the Rambam, what the contrast that the Rambam describes? Let's reread now that first wide line, please. V'chein hodionu v'atorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu similarly teaches us in the Torah, she'im nazo v'atorah midas, now he's supposed to say, v'nasa averos, and we'll be engaged, rachmanu litzlan, all kinds of averos. And what does the Rambam in fact say? V'naso b'havle azman. So extraordinary, right? The opposite of Torah and mitzvahs is emptiness, is leading an empty, hollow, shallow life, where we're just preoccupied with things that are transient, for no greater overriding purpose or goal. All our pursuits are ephemeral. That's what the Rambam describes as the opposite to Torah and mitzvahs. The counterpoint to Torah and mitzvahs is not, eventually it will lead to averus, but that's not the point. The counterpoint to a life of Torah and mitzvahs is a life, is a meaningless life. Is that a person, he doesn't say, v'nasa averus. He doesn't say, and we're going to be eating treif, and we're going to be doing this, and we're going to be doing that, v'chavan atzlan. We'll be busy. Havel havalim, futility, right? Hevel was killed before he could live out his life, before he could have children. So his life became an exercise in futility because it was prematurely aborted by his being killed by Kayin. Nasak v'havlei azman will be preoccupied again with transient futilities. There's nothing meaningful. There's no meaningful content to our lives. That's the counterpoint to a life of Torah and mitzvahs. Remarkable, absolutely remarkable. If perhaps we miss this point, so the Rambam recaps. If you take a look at the end of the third line after they branch out, Nimtza perush kol osan habrachos v'haklalos al derech zu. So just to summarize, what emerges is that the understanding we should have of the Torah's brachos and klalos is the following. Klomer, im avadetem es Hashem b'simcha. Again, we're going to have the point and the counterpoint. So let's watch for that. Klomer, im avadetem es Hashem b'simcha. If you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu joyously, Ushmartem darko, and you observe, you safeguard, you live along the path that He blazed for you. So then, mashpia lachem habrachos ha'elu umarchek haklalos. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers you with these brachos, and He insulates you from the klalos. So that you'll have this support system that will be conducive to living a focused life that leads one to Olam Haba. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows the ultimate reward, La'olam Shekula Tov. V'tarach Yomim, and you'll have eternal longevity, La'olam Shekula Oruch. Skipping to the end of the next line. Now here comes the counterpoint again. So what was the point was avadatem es Hashem besimcha. You were oved Hashem. You were mekayim mitzvahs. What's the counterpoint? Vim azavtem es Hashem. But if you forsook HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ushegisem, and you were wallowing, b'machol b'mishta. Life centered around food and drink, uznus, promiscuity, v'dom elohim, mevi alechem kol haklolos ha'elu. So machal and mishta, again, certainly has no connotation or intimation of avera per se. But it just means if that becomes the focus of one's life, then life is empty. And that's the counterpoint to a life of Avodas Hashem. Before we try to process this, maybe if you just turn to the other side, at this point, we're already primed, I think we're already sensitized to what we'll see here. So in Halacha Daled, this is one of the most famous passages in the Rambam, where he suggests a message which is encoded in the sound of the shofar. He says, "Afal pisach tkiyas shofar v'rosh hashanah gzeres hakosuv." We can never ever establish with certainty why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a particular mitzvah. However, remez yeshba, we can identify or glean some of the religious content, a hint which is embedded within the mitzvah. Klomar. So what is that remez which is encoded in the Kol Shofar? When we hear the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, Koma Uru Uru Yeshenim Yeshenaschem, V'nirdomim Hakitzim Mitardam Aschem. So those who are asleep, so awaken from your sleep, arouse from your slumber, V'chitzu B'maasechem, scrutinize your actions, V'chizru B'tshuva, and repent, V'zichru Ba'achem. Elu hashochachem esa emes behavle hazman v'shogim koshnosam behevel varik. So the Kol Shofar is what? Is a wake-up call to tshuva, right? Uru, uru, yesheni mishenaschem, hakitzu nirdomim mitardam aschem, chipsu b'maseichem, chizru b'tshuva, zichu b'achem. It's a wake-up call for tshuva. Now again, if we would have been asked, so to whom is a wake-up call for tshuva addressed? So I think we all, that there would have been a consensus that a wake-up call to tshuva is addressed to people who are chotim, right? We would have said, repent, ye sinners. That's what a wake-up call to tshuva is addressed. Who has to do tshuva? A person who's a chote. So that's how the Rambam should have identified us when he's telling us what we're supposed to hear in the Kol Shofar. But what does the Rambam say? This observation I heard many, many years ago from my father, and I think it was in light of that that later that the Rambam in Perek Tes jumped out at me also. But the Rambam doesn't address the call of tshuva to chotim. No, what identifies the group of people who have to do tshuva? Elu hashochachem es ha'emes b'havle hazman. They're distracted and they forget truth because they're so caught up so preoccupied, again, with Havlei Azman, that same phrase that he uses later in Perek Tes, with the transient, ephemeral futilities, v'shogim kol shnosim, again, that same verb, which means to be totally immersed. And all year long, they're totally immersed, behevel v'rik, with nothingness. Asher lo yo'il v'lo yatzil, which doesn't accomplish anything, which is not going to save them. Habitu l'nafsha seichem, ultimately, obviously, if we're preoccupied with Havlei Azman, so ultimately averos do ensue. It's not that there are no averos on the horizon, but that doesn't at all detract from the importance and the significance that the Rambam identifies. Again, the call of tshuva is to those of us who are just preoccupied with trivialities for no larger redeeming purpose, whose life is not focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore of something which therefore possesses meaning and enduring value, but is focused on things which are totally transient. So let's perhaps try to explain a little bit more what we are and equally important, what we're not talking about. Hearing the Rambam's Kol Shofar is entirely consistent, and what's more, should be in the context of living a normal, balanced life. One can be focused on MS, one can be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one can hear the Rambam's Kol Shofar and spend time with friends, shop as needed. The Rambam's not talking about leading an ascetic or hermetic existence. But what he is telling us is that the driving force, the defining goal and the center of gravity in our lives should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah u'mitzvahs. And what's more, that driving force and defining goal is what contextualizes the normal, the natural, normal activities of which we partake. Again, we socialize, we lead, and using that as a representative, illustrative example, because the Torah tells us to lead a normal, balanced life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us that we're social creatures, so it's a basic need that we have and that we should attend to. But there needs to be, again, an overarching goal. There needs to be a driving force. The center of gravity in a person's life is supposed to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His Torah and Mitzvahs. The Rambam describes in Hilchos Mezuzah. I forgot to take it off the shelf. Is that over there? The red volumes of them, that shelf, is that a Sefer Ahav over there? Any chance? The Rambam is finishing his discussion of the mitzvah of mezuzah. And the Rambam writes as follows, that chayiv odom lihizozer b'mezuzah, a person has to be especially scrupulous about the mitzvah of mezuzah, mipnei shehi chovas hakol tamid. It's a constant obligation. V'chol eis, let's try to notice these next few lines. V'chol eis, every time sheyikanes v'yetze, every time a person, again, either enters or exits through that doorway, yifka b'yichud shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person, what's seeing the mezuzah is intended to elicit from us, is we're supposed to remember the parshios that are written inside in the mezuzah, the first two parshios of Kriya Shema. A person is supposed to, therefore, every time going through the doorway, a person yifka, a person encounters yichud shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see the mezuzah, so the message that flashes through our minds is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the first pasuk of the two parshios inscribed in the mezuzah. What effect is that intended to have on us every time we walk through a doorway and see the mezuzah? V'yizko ahavasa. It will remind us of Ahavas Hashem. And then here comes once again the imagery. V'ye'ur mishenoso. It will arouse a person from sleepwalking, right? The Rambam tells us that we spend a significant percentage of our waking hours spiritually sleepwalking. And walking through the doorway, seeing the mezuzah, awakens a person from that spiritual slumber. Ushgiyoso, and again, his immersion, Bahavle Azman, that same phrase yet again, V'yeda, and a person will be reminded, and a person will know, She'en sham dava ha'ome la'olam la'olme alamin. Nothing endures, Eli yediyas tzor ha'olamin, tzor ha'olam. It's only the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is enduring. Nothing else is enduring. Umiyad huchoza ledaito, and having received that powerful reminder, that's present on every doorway, miyad huchoza ledaito, a person is returned to his senses. You hear the imagery. The Rambam says that we need to be choza ledaitenu, that the mezuzah restores us to our senses. V'holech b'darkei meisharim. When we try to live a life where the center of gravity is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Torah, His mitzvahs, His blueprint for our lives. So it means that we measure everything in terms of, is it worthwhile? Is it fulfilling? By a yardstick of truth, of authenticity and kedusha. The transient, illusory categories of power, empowerment, prestige are all alien and irrelevant to someone who's pursuing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through His Torah. The forum for forging, or the forums for forging that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, finding a life of meaning are not necessarily to be found in the spotlight. People who are seeking to live authentic lives of Avodas Hashem are not really looking for their names to be displayed on any marquee. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, and that's more than enough. Avodas Hashem, authentic living, possesses the ultimate inherent and intrinsic value. There's no need, and if anything, it's cheapened by looking for external trappings of power, of external validation of fame. The society in which we live, the non-Jewish society in which we live, spends an awful lot of time sleepwalking. An awful lot of time preoccupied with Havle Hazman, with in a very futile fashion looking for meaning in things which are external and extrinsic. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos that we should never ever underestimate the effect and the influence that our surroundings can and often do exert upon us. It's human nature, the Rambam writes, that we're influenced. We're influenced by our surroundings. We're influenced by society. When the Navi Yirmiyahu in Megillas Eicha talks about doing tshuva, so he describes tshuva as nachbasa drachenu v'nachkora, and then v'nashuva ad Hashem. So there are two activities which Yirmiyahu HaNavi associates with doing tshuva. There's nachbasa drachenu, and there's nachkora. What's the nachbasa drachenu? The nachbasa drachenu means to scrutinize our actions, to hold a spiritual magnifying lens, as it were, to our actions, to ourselves, and to see, to identify, to uncover missteps, miscues, mistakes. But then there's also nachkora, to investigate. In this context, what that seems to mean is that nachkora is an attempt to identify the root causes of my mistakes. The nachbasa drachenu identifies the mistake. The nachkora, the investigation, looks to identify what the broader context is, what the root causes might be of all my mistakes, of all my errors. And certainly, one area in to which we look in Chodesh Elul as we try to gear up for the Yomim Noraim, we certainly look to see how much influence the societal preoccupation with Havle Hazman exerts upon us. And we try to hear, even in anticipation of Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam's wake-up call, the Rambam's call shofar, to recalibrate. And again, it doesn't mean that our lives, that we don't live normal, balanced lives, but we live normal, balanced lives, but the center of gravity in those lives is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Torah, and His mitzvahs. One of the things that certainly the society around us welcomes, and probably we just very naturally welcome it on our own as well, even without societal influence. We all look for quick fixes. We all look for instant gratification. Ruba de ruba, in the overwhelming majority of cases, tshuva is a slow and, truth be told, at times arduous process. One that requires dedication, one that requires persistence. It's one thing to begin to identify, to begin to become aware, but then it's a question of internalizing and then translating and acting upon that internalization. All kinds of endeavors and ventures in life that we undertake, we'd like to see through, we'd like to be able to succeed, but you don't really know. Am I going to get an A in this course? Maybe yes, maybe no. But there is one area in life where we have an absolute ironclad guarantee. Absolute guarantee. Chazal tell us that Haboli Toya Masayinasa. When a person comes sincerely looking to purify himself, herself, with everything that purity represents in this context. So if a person is willing to put his or her best foot forward, a person is willing, again, to apply himself, herself, to identify the need for change and to affect change, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an absolute guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends figuratively a hand and gives us a boost and lifts us up and guarantees that our efforts will be crowned with success. So halavai that over the course of Chodesh Elul that we should take that initiative and thereby be able to capitalize on that extraordinary havtoch of Haboli Toher Messiah. Thank you. If there are questions, it's okay. If there are no questions, that's also okay. Either way is good. Yeah.